around the country, organized crime gangs are said to be using fraudulent credit cards to sometimes siphon millions of dollars in fuel from gas stations into large tanks hidden inside of pickup trucks and vans and selling it to some unscrupulous stations or on construction sites. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, Linda's here, and Jared. Good morning, Jared, our Friday guy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, baseball season's over, man.
It's over. Yeah.
Football season's getting ready to start.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing that football season as well?
As far as you know.
That's great.
Yeah, we got to get make sure our announcers are getting, you know, he's whipped into it.
We got to get him back on the show. He's really.
He's just, you know, we need to have a regular, like a football update. This guy's a walking encyclopedia. Count of four is a walking encyclopedia when it comes to sports. So, anyway, good morning,
well,
huh?
Good morning.
And welcome back.
Absolutely.
You called yesterday before you left and said, it's 45 degrees
well, I was
here,
working,
and I'm saying, oh, it's only 95 here. So.
I was still working from the mountains, just so everybody knows. I was off the grid there in Antelope Creek, but they still have Wi-Fi. So I was able to do some emailing and correspond and do that kind of thing as well. But what I didn't realize, for some reason, I didn't read the headlines. I was corresponding with people that we work with and stuff. I didn't realize that Glenn Campbell had passed away. And, of course, you know, I'm a huge fan. I think he was one of the most prolific singer, songwriter, and musicians. He was so talented, of course, with the Glenn Campbell Show. If I'm not mistaken, he was a spinoff out of Andy Williams. Andy Williams had a show, and he was so good. Then he started off with his own show. But he just had an incredible voice. And, of course, you know, then I used to have a road manager. I mean, a friend of mine who was a road manager that road managed him, as well as Tanya Tucker. And used to say that those were just some crazy, cracked out. Well, it would have been cracked. Today we call it crack, but then it was just coked out of their bird, you know, fights, and it was crazy. But he used to be road manager Glenn before Tanya, and then when Tanya came into the picture. So those are some trying times. But then recently you and I saw a biography or an autobiography, or maybe it was a special.
Documentary,
there you go, on Glenn Campbell and him dealing with Alzheimer's. But his family was around him on stage. His daughter's a wonderful singer, and so they were able to help him when he would get to those spots where he couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But the music did help him, and that was a wonderful documentary. So anyway, Glenn Campbell,
he went through a tough time in his life. With drugs.
Yes,
and he and Tanya Tucker were like, you know, fire.
Yes,
burning each other.
Those were like
every chance they got.
Knock
so.
Down, drag out, throw your TV out the window, kind of fights.
Knock your teeth out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the good thing is that he got past
he
that.
He got past it.
Both of them got past it. It was forgiveness there, but he went on. The man was one of the best guitarists in the world and played on everybody's bands, and had dies. You know what? He died from Alzheimer's, but he died with dignity.
He played on the Beach Boys.
Briefly, with the Beach Boys,
for like six
but he
months.
Was a great friend of Brian Wilson's after that. So so he was. I mean, this guy, you know, he's done
mega
a lot.
Talent.
Yeah. Okay, what's the weather look
okay,
like?
Speaking of mega talent, 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 102, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 71. Saturday calls for a hot day with 102. Saturday night with about 69. Sunday, we reach another high with, oh my gosh, but it's under triple digits. So when they say hot, 98 feels like, oh, kidding me? Hey,
98 is long sleeve weather. That's
absolutely.
Okay. See, it's only 102
today. I can actually go out in a turtleneck. Sunday night calls for a low of 68, and Monday it looks like 95. So now we're getting back to that cooler trend under 100 until we hit Wednesday, which will be sunny and hot with 103. But we don't have any of these 110, 109, 113s on our way, so thank God for our pooches as well. Now, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Let's move on to our pet of the week.
Well, you know what, Amy?
We're cracking up here.
We're cracking up because the dog.
It seems a reflection.
What is it looking at? Is it looking at its reflection or
she's
what?
She's looking at herself.
She's looking at herself
she's looking
in the
at
window.
Herself
and
in the
she
window.
Is just having a great, just staring at it.
Yes. Well, good morning. This dog is very focused, by the way.
Good morning, Amy from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Amy from Haven Humane. I'm always known as, I have no last name.
From Haven Humane is actually my middle name.
That's right. From is her middle name. And
always cheerful, always lovely. And you get to select the dog or cat or pet that you're looking to adopt and bring on to all of the media outlets. Many people have seen who we're going to see today on Channel 7 in the mornings.
Yes.
So who do we have? If you've not seen them on TV and you're doing the TV and radio, who do we have?
So we have Tara today, and she actually has selected me.
seems like it.
Tara is a very, very special dog to us at Haven. Volunteers, groomers, everybody, staff. Tara is our longest-term resident. Tara has been at the shelter since October 1st, so she has now hit her 314 days of living in a 3x9 kennel.
Mm.
Tara needs a home, and she's a very special girl. She is especially special to one of our volunteers who has taken just a shine to her, I guess you could say. She is her CGC partner, which is Canine Good Citizen Training. So she's in training. She's been in training. She does great with kids. She's about 3 years old. Tara has to be the only dog in the family, the only pet in the family. And that might be the reason that she's been with us so long. But that's not a reason that a dog doesn't deserve a good home.
We only have one pet in our family.
Yeah, she's a one pet dog. And that's, that's totally fine. It's just because she's rather selfish and only wants love for her. And she likes to look at herself. So she's clearly vain and she doesn't want to share that attention, which I understand. I'm the youngest of six. I'm like, man, I wish I was the only one.
big families. That's cool. You're a baby, though.
I am the baby by 2 minutes, so it's not even special.
By 2 minutes.
I have a twin, so by two minutes, I'm the baby.
And you two probably argue about who's younger.
I am. I'm younger by 2 minutes.
Okay, so you just...
make that very clear.
Because I'm the baby. I'm the baby.
No, actually, I'm the baby. Always the other way around growing up. It's like, well, I'm older than you. And I'd be like, by 2 minutes.
And now it's, I'm the baby. I'm the baby.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Right,
well, getting back to the dog.
Yeah. So Tara is special. She's really working on her leash manners right now. She can sit, lay down. She knows most of her awesome little basic manners. Her adoption fee has been completely waived. There are so many people in the shelter that have believed in Tara and wanted to help her find a home easier that they have sponsored her completely. So her adoption fee has been completely waived. And she needs a hero.
She's licking Linda's face right now. Linda's sitting on the floor, and Tara's giving her loves. Look at that. What a friendly puppy.
She is. She's three years old.
And she's how much? About 50 pounds?
Yeah, about 50, 60 pounds, somewhere in there.
And so she's being trained on the leash so she doesn't pull.
Yep.
And she is just loving it on Linda, and her tail's wagging. And she's a beautiful gray color.
She's very soft.
And she's just she's a pity.
Yeah, and we have to talk about it.
A party pity.
Yeah, we have to talk about it since no one can see. Tara and I match today.
You two each have the
same. On purpose, because I called her this morning and said, hey, girl, what you wearing? What are you wearing today? We got a match.
How cute.
So how do people get Tara?
You can call us. Come by. Send a carrier pigeon. Please come get Tara.
Tara needs a home.
She needs a home so bad, and I normally try not to sound so desperate for my animals, because they are my animals. Mm-hmm. They are all of our animals at the shelter. But Tara needs a home, and it's just not fair for her to sit in a kennel any longer. She's done her time for a crime that she never committed. And I mean, imagine if that was you locked in a cell for 314 days for something you didn't even do. You were just let down by people.
You know, Jared talks about that all the time. We feel for that.
Yeah,
and,
poor guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we love partnering with Haven Humane, really.
Hashtag free Jared.
Hashtag free Jared.
You're so cute, Amy.
8x10.
Amy's got the best sense of humor. But on a serious note, really, this is what we love about our capability of partnering with Haven Humane. In moments like this, where we have a beautiful dog who has been in the shelter for so long, and you guys are really working on trying to go towards this no kill.
Yeah.
And this is that fine line of what do you do when you've had a dog. So the call out is happening right now, folks. The call out, if you've been thinking about a dog, come on down to Haven Humane, see her. She is beautiful. She's been in there too long. So the call out is right now.
Yeah, she needs a home. She certainly needs a home.
And you think about this, too. You know, if you don't have an animal in your home, just think of the security it provides you, not because she's going to attack anybody, but because she's going to bark.
Yeah.
And if somebody comes to your house and you're not there, you have a dog that barks.
Right.
And tell me, it doesn't make a difference.
It does make a difference.
It makes a difference.
It very much does.
But she is totally well-behaved here.
And you guys are open tomorrow.
We are open tomorrow. Yay. 11 to 5. Come see us.
Okay.
We're open today. Come see her.
Okay, thank you so much, Amy.
All right,
thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You bet. You too. And good luck there, Tara. Honey, I bet one of the things getting back, besides having the ability to
be with you,
be with me, of course, but coming back and sleeping on your sleep number bed.
Absolutely. I got to do my own special number and, you know, and the beautiful thing is, like I said, you know, in the commercial, it's 55. There are times I go from 55, 45, 35, depending on how I feel. If I've had a long drive, a long day, if I'm working out, my muscles, whatever. So right now, as of last night, my sleep number setting is 40. And that's the beautiful thing about the Sleep Burn Go. You need to go find, go try out a bed. You know, that's a cool thing. You can go in there and try out a bed. Then you have this little machine that if you lay on the bed, they'll give you like your hot spot numbers where you're having issues.
Friction numbers.
Yeah. And so they'll do a printout and you'll say, oh, that's why my shoulder and that's why my hip, because maybe the mattress that you're on right now is not supporting them in a proper manner.
And that's why you go to the Target Shopping Center. And right now they also have the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you while you sleep. And you can save $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. But you have to head down to the Target Shopping Center, go on over to the Sleep Number store, and you won't, you know what, you're going to need a mattress. They cost the same. I can tell you they're rated number one by J.D. Powers 2 years in a row, but they're rated by us and our friends that sleep on it, and you can ask us anytime. Yes, they work. We'll be right back after these messages.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wild.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non non-surgical decompression like the DRX 9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX 9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. I've been walking
these streets so long. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. I've been walking these streets in Redding for so long, but I can't sing about them like Glenn Campbell does. Glenn Campbell, of course, died a couple of days ago, 81 years old. A tremendous music, a prolific music genius in the things that he, how he played, some of the songs he wrote, the and his performance.
Harmonies and his vocals.
Oh, yeah. Hey, as we talked about on Wednesday with Chief Peter Hansen, that things were going to come down. They had a 3-pronged plan of cleaning up Redding, of addressing the problems in Redding. And he said, "We're going to be starting soon." Now, he told me during the break, right after the show, it's going to start Thursday. He said, "But I can't say anything because I don't want anybody talking about it." And I said, "Okay, you know, you can trust me about it." And so I didn't say anything. And so it happened. It started. They arrested over 50 people yesterday, sweeping the streets and taking the streets back.
Really?
Yeah. And here's how they
50
and they,
arrests
and they,
here in Redding?
50 arrests in Redding. And they and this is how they did it. This was a plan that may have been on there from before, but this is how they did it. They got Anderson, the Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Department. They've got the the District Attorney's got a couple investigators, and so they you know climbed in. So they had a lot of people, and they used it during a training day where they would be off the streets anyway. So they did it. Arrested 50 people, collected all types of narcotics paraphernalia. But what did they do? They started taking the streets back. Now you add that on to the thing of not allowing this one church to put food in the parks, to hand out food in the parks and clothing. Okay, taking back the parks. And then this, getting tough, it sounds like, on crime, finally. Now, did this just happen in a vacuum? No. What two things happened, if you think about it? Barry Tippin and the recall. The recall, in my opinion, put a lot of energy into the city council. Oh, no. We were planning this for years. Well, if you were planning this for years, Rob Pelletti was able to do this. Rob Pelletti had these plans. But yet it seems like it was a kind of, we got to worry more about them than your citizens who are paying taxes. Frankly, I don't worry about them. I worry about us. If you want to live in the park if you want to live on the road, live on the road. But don't take our parks away from us. Do not take our streets away from us. And finally, the city council's got it. Now, border supervisors, I hope you're taking a look at what the city's doing. Because trust me, there's people turning their eyes on you to say, well, what exactly is the border supervisors doing to help with this?
Well, it's very clear because we know if you go to court or you do anything, a business transaction, the bottom line is the numbers. It's black and white. As much as you want to pump your fists in the air, beat the wall, throw yourself down on the floor, the bottom line is the numbers. When you start to look at the fact that the tax revenue of what's coming in from the city is down. Business is down.
In the county.
And all around you is down. Numbers are down. People are moving from this community to get away from the crime. What are you going to do about it? So finally, there is some movement. But that, you know, I'm sure, Carl, if you look at the numbers, we hear it from so many people that are in business, so many people that are in higher authoritative positions in this town about what's happening with businesses downtown. Down.
Now, here's the thing is that you want to reclaim the downtown area. This is one of the ways of doing it so that we don't – if you've got somebody that needs help, they get help. Here's the thing is Reading is not an uncaring, non-caring city community. The biggest hearts in California are right up here. You find the ones that need help. You get them help. And you know what? If they don't want help, as Donnie Chamberlain says, move them out. Julie Winters comes up with her piece that says, you know, you can make people dependent on you, and we can't do that. But again, I can't help but say that these two things. And a lot of people said Barry Tippin, you know, he's part of the old think. I talked to Barry before the decision was made, before, you know, Kurt Starmer was even gone. And he sat in here for like 35 minutes, and it didn't sound like the Barry Tippin that I knew at the REU who had these certain mindsets. He was thinking, he was talking different ways. I don't mean in voices, but he was talking, you know, about moving forward and how things could happen. And when he came in, he may not have liked the decisions. I frankly, and I like Pete Hansen, and Pete knows that, I frankly think that Rob Pelletti, who had laid the groundwork for all of this, he could have done this. But for whatever reason, and I'm thinking it's coming out of the city council, coming out of the city council for this change. But anyway, Tippin came in, he started making changes, and now the city council is acting with a renewed energy. With an energy because of that recall. It says you're not doing anything. We're tired of it. So now their jobs are in jeopardy. Oh my gosh! Now they got it. Now they got it. Where was it before? Hats off to you guys that are doing it. You know, I don't even know if the recall works. As far as I'm concerned, it's a success right now. Does that mean that, you know, it shouldn't continue on? Well, that's up to you guys, because there's a lot more that could be done. Frankly, I don't like the idea of things being done because they were scared of being recalled. They should do things for the right reason, and these things should have been done years. Yes, years ago. All right. Somebody asked a question, where were the 50 incarcerated?
Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe probably at the jail. They probably found a way. Did they turn them loose? I don't know. I didn't see the rest of the article. There's going to be a news conference today, or a press release today about
it. Last night when we came, we joined some friends for dinner last night. We were coming back from Cleary's, and on right in front of the courthouse, there was a cop car. Well, actually, it was like an SUV, lights on. They were sweeping. They were going through somebody's car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But I think that looked more like a medical thing, because as I was driving by, there was people still in the car.
Yeah.
But they looked. They wouldn't be in the car if he was trying to look through stuff. I think that looked like it might have been some kind of medical thing, just from the way the people looked. Like that.
Okay. So, hey, anyway. We're going to take a break, but before that, news.
Yeah.
This is kind of an interesting, saw this in the headlines today. Casual dining restaurants have struggled as more customers have gravitated toward quick service restaurants like Panera Bread or Chipotle Mexican Grill. This is out of USA Today. The parent company of Applebee's and IHOP plans to close up to 160 restaurants, vastly boosting the number of eateries from the two comforted food chains that it plans to shutter. Some 105 to 135 Applebee's restaurants will close, up from the 40 to 60 that parent Dine Equity said would close in the first quarter. Also, the chopping block are an estimated 20 to 25 IHOP sites, up from about 18. And I'm not really sure as we scroll down if that means any here in Reading.
Usually there's a list of them, you know, like when Sears closes and Penny's closes. There's usually a list so, you know, you check out and see. But it's just a matter of time for the big box stores. They have got to revamp. They've got to find, get themselves a lot more streamlined. And as far as these restaurants, you know, it's like anything else. You've got to change. You have to change. That's why we're doing changes right here at KCNR. If you don't change and move forward, you're going to have to shut down 143 restaurants. 7:30 here on August 11th. It's 70 degrees. It's going up to 102 today. We're going to be talking when we come back with the grand jury. Why do we have a grand jury? Is every time they come out, the city disagrees. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Reading Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, readingkia.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Join us Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 for Reading Beer Week.
Carl and I will be serving New Glory craft beer along with some of your local favorites.
That's right. Not only that, but food's going to be available, appetizers, and you can play pool while enjoying your suds.
That's Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 right next to Woody's.
Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. Come on down and buy Ted and I a beer. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bot. Linda's back today. I'm a happy guy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, the best place in the area, all of Northern California, if you want in-home, quality, compassionate care for your loved ones, for people you can talk to, things like this. If it's short-term, like say you had surgery and you need help, Home Helpers. If it's long-term, people staying in their homes are happier. They can get better faster, or they can just live a lot more comfortably. And that's what Home Helpers does. Home Helpers. Thoroughly, thoroughly recommend them. 226-8350 is their phone number. Just look them up online. Now, a bunch of other things are happening here. But I'd like to go into
there was we're going to talk about the grand jury in just a second. Mike Duffy wrote a letter to the editor. He talked about the Ruggles brothers. If you remember the Ruggles brothers, these guys are famous. They robbed a stage, and they ended up
in this area.
In this area, they came into town, were put in jail, and they ended up getting hung. But he said this is what happened. The Ruggles brothers were handsome, well spoken, charismatic guys, and so you wonder why they're robbed. Except they didn't want to work. So while they're in jail, they made a mockery. And this is according to Mr. Duffy. They made a mockery of what was going on because they were laughing and joking. And then the women in the town kind of like adopted them and giving them candy and flowers and some marriage proposals. The men in the town said, you know what? This is wrong. These guys are just kind of like acting like everything's just fine here and it's making a mockery of our justice system. Got together, took them out and hung them. Not from the trestle, from what I understand. That was the famous trestle. But from a derrick that was out there. What was that? Is that the trestle or is that the derrick? Is that them?
It looks like trees, but yeah, that's the Wikipedia page.
Wikipedia page with them being hung. And so what do they do?
And there's no hoods over those heads.
No. They just took them out and hung them. But here's the bottom line on this. This is what Duffy is saying. He says, fast forward to today. We have people that are operating with impunity that are stealing from us, as the Ruggles brothers did, breaking into our homes, breaking into our cars, stealing stuff from the garages, stealing stuff from the backyards, businesses walking in, taking out hundreds of dollars of valuable stuff from the businesses. They're shooting up. They're doing all these things with impunity, with impunity. Now, am I calling for public lynchings? No. I'm not calling for public lynchings. What I am calling for, though, is what Duffy has written, is that we need to take our streets back. We need to take our city back from this. This is, you know what, frankly, you know, people go, oh, God, this guy just walked into Best Buy and went out with a 72-inch TV, just carried it out. Yeah. Yes, that's what happens. Don't try it at Sportsman's Warehouse. Those guys will pummel you. But what happens, they walk around out in the parking lot, trying to get into your car with impunity. We have got to take away this no sense of fear. And yesterday, with arresting 50 of them, is the first step. The next step is to push them out of the parks completely. You want to sleep in a park? Sorry, it's against the law. Turn on the sprinklers. Get people in there with canines and just push them out. We're using dogs to push them out. Yeah. You're not supposed to sleep there. It's against the law. Move. Stop. You know, we have given the criminal element here a sense, can I say it, of entitlement? That you can steal and nothing's going to happen to you? Wrong. Now, we haven't reached a point where the Ruggles brothers are, where the men of the town and the women now would join together and hunt them down and beat them with baseball bats. We haven't reached that point. But we can't. What we have to do is support and push our elected leadership in the city council and the board of supervisors. Board of supervisors, you're getting a free ride so far, buddy. Buddies and girl. Men and girl. Women.
Buddy-os.
You've gotten a free ride. No more. I would hope is that the guys and the girls that did the recall on the city council have now turned and start handing out petitions there. And where would I start? How about with all five of them?
City council or board of supervisors?
The board of supervisors. Just give one to every one of them. Because what have you seen? Have you seen one person be put in jail? Have you seen the fact that we let loose the adult rehabilitation facility go? Have you seen the fact that we have let the third floor of the jail be shut down during 109, during the worst times? What have they done? They've just come up with a plan now and sat here and here. And I applauded them. At least you have a plan now. Why couldn't we have done this 2 years ago? Well, of course, there's no answer to that. We could have. It's now time to let the board of supervisors know it's your turn. It's your turn. You need to get into the fight. Shasta County, Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, and Redding need to come together as a group and come up with a plan to make this work. Now, do you think you're going to see that? I don't know. But if you don't see it, my friends, I call for a massive recall of all of them. If they can't get together and work together
to find a way to answer this, because they haven't. It's been piecemeal. You never fight a battle piecemeal. You get together. You get together. You have a united front. You have unity of force, and you work, make it work. And perhaps yesterday, last night, with Pete Hansen and the Reading Police, the Anderson Police, the CHP, and the Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney's investigators, maybe that's a start. That's on the criminal side. That's the tactical side. Where's the strategic planning, Board of Supervisors? Where's the strategic planning, City of Reading? Anderson is volunteers. Anytime, any place, let's do it. So maybe Anderson needs to take the lead in this. Maybe it's Anderson. It should be the Board of Supervisors takes the lead in this. You need to call Larry Lees and whoever your supervisor is, and you need their whole, their, you know, and just say, what are we doing to come up with a plan to address this? This is a countywide problem. So Angie and Dale and Vint and all you people out there, Mike, and all these people that are out there, you need to come in and just start insisting on this. This is where we go to the record searchlight. Why don't we have a strategic plan to address what's happening here? Why is it? Why isn't it transparent to everybody? Has there even been a meeting?
All right, you know that we're going to have an eclipse.
And they're going,
that's good.
Sometimes you feel like you're beating your head against the wall. And, and that's why I applaud these recall people. You know what? They put it out there. Okay.
All right, just to change the subject, because we can go on that. I think it's great. The eclipse is happening August 21st. And some really scientific, interesting evidence. It suggests that as the moon moves briefly between the sun and the earth, causing a deep twilight to fall across the land, large swaths of the animal kingdom will alter their behavior. Did you get that?
Alter their behavior. Why?
Eclipse chasers say that they have seen songbirds go quiet, large farm animals lie down, crickets start to chirp, and chickens begin to roost. Exactly. But across the world, because we're going to be having this eclipse, there even some of the spiders are going to dismantle their web in the dark and then put it back together in the light. These are it's interesting to read this article, by the way. It's out of the Los Angeles Times. It's, will the great American eclipse make animals act strangely? Science says yes.
Well,
and
you know,
it's
I've
wonderful,
read that before.
You know, when the sun is fully covered by the moon, only lasts a few minutes, but scientists says it's still capable of affecting animals who use light cues to help them decide what to do and when.
Oh, sure. That makes sense. What about people? If you lived in darkness, if this darkness came on to you and it stayed for like 6 months, imagine what that would do to you.
Well,
it would totally change.
Probably make you go crazy. I would think.
Some people would. Hey,
but anyway, get ready for that. So you'll see some of these strange.
Bad Bob's going up there to see it, and fortunately, they're saying is that they're going to have it's going to be cloudy.
Well, we'll see. You know.
Okay, we have to get the special glasses.
And also in the headlines. Which is, I don't know, my brother was born in Guam, and I think how my parents, they lived there, and my dad was in the Navy, and it was so pristine. They're sending out a warning to their, don't look at the flash or fireball. Guam Homeland Security releases fact sheet in light of North Korea threats.
North Koreans say they can reach Guam. Now, Guam is a place where they're, you know, it's an American possession, I guess you could say. We have lots of Americans on there. On Guam, either stationed there or living there. The thing about it is this is something we talked about last night. We're having a beautiful birthday party for Michelle, and we're there with some of our community friends,
yes.
And some of, I guess, community leaders,
yes.
I guess you can say that. Businessmen that that maybe don't, you know, they're the quiet types that don't get involved in the political movement. But we're talking, and we moved on to, after we moved, you know, from all types of different, we got on to North Korea. And this is a good, and I'm glad you segued that way. Because North Korea is a, you know, this is something that at one time, you know, I looked at an article and I said, well, I think she's right. See, at one time, remember the Russian, a lot of you do not remember this, but there was something called the Cuban Missile Crisis.
back in the early 60s, where Kennedy and Khrushchev faced off. And Kennedy said, you're not going to put nukes in Cuba. And Russians said, yeah, we are. You know, yeah, we are. And it got down and went to 13 days in August, was that they were moving them in. We put a blockade out, and it came down to this. We're going to sink your ships, which would be an act of war. And at the last, literally at the last moment, and there was all types of messages going back and forth and all types of diplomatic, offerings. And so we ended up take missiles out of Turkey, which threatened Russia, and the Russians turned the ships around. But this was a very, very, very tense time in America. Now, if you're a kid, like I was, you don't realize it.
It's a standoff.
But it was a standoff, but then, as they say, the Russians blinked and they turned their ships back. Well, now we're in a place with North Korea. And here is the difference between North Korea and Russia. And I'm going to talk about that right after the break. We'll be right back after the messages.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hope everybody's having a great day. It's 72, going up to 102 today. Wow. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at 41's Jewelry. the only full-service jewelry store in town, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only trained watch repairman. They have a huge selection of jewelry, including a lot of estate jewelry, Foreman's jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Now, before the break, you were talking about your views of the difference between North Korea and Russia.
Right. And here's the difference between these two flashpoints, as you might say. Russia was run by a guy named Khrushchev, who was surrounded by people that they may be communists, but they were not sycophants. They weren't people who were just going to suck up and say, oh, no, everything you say is right, Nikita. All right? North Korea, I fear, is run by a megalomaniac who is surrounded by people that were just by yes people, like Saddam Hussein was. If you remember, Saddam Hussein in Kuwait was given a chance to pull out. The whole world was lined up, including the Arab states, against him. There was no way he could win this. There was no way. But why? And everybody said, oh, he's going to pull back. He's going to pull back. Uh-uh. We never thought he was going to pull back. Why? Because Saddam Hussein had been raised in a culture that said he was right, and he was surrounded by men who said he was right. Yo, no, we can win, because people that disagreed with him were killed. And I have the feeling that here is the same type of structure around the North Koreans. He's surrounded by people who think that think like he does. There's not the guy over there going, but what if we do this, we're going to be turned into a hole, a black glassy hole in Pyongyang, because if they launch them, we will respond in kind. You have to. This guy's launching a nuke. You've got to take them out. Now, can they be reached by somebody else, like the Chinese? Possibly. Chinese may be able to cut off all their power, cut off all their oil and gas, and you know, and do it like that. You know, you've got to back down the rhetoric. But like Mattis said, Secretary of Defense Mattis, we're ready, and we're going, and your life will change. But let's not just think this is Trump saying this. Barack Obama 2 years ago said this. If you continue this and you threaten or you are going to change, you know, if you launch any of your weapons, we are going to take action and we will destroy you. Clinton said the same thing. So this isn't just a Trump thing. So don't think it's just a Trump thing. But how is it going to end? It depends on if another agency outside his inner circle can get to him. Somebody said, well, wouldn't somebody just before he does it just pop him? There's a possibility of that. But it's going to take probably people from around, not from just directly around him, to get to him. Okay.
Okay.
But because of that.
Well, in the fact sheet that's going out in Guam, they have a fact sheet, an emergency, preparing for an imminent missile threat is what it says. Prepare, build an emergency supply kit. We should actually think about a lot of this as well. Make a family emergency plan. Make a list of potential concrete shelters near your home, workplace, and school. These places can include basements of the windowless center area of middle floors and the multi-level buildings. Fallout shelters do not need to be specifically constructed for protecting against fallout. They could be protected space, providing that the walls and roof are thick and dense enough, i.e. concrete, to absorb radiation given off by fallout particles. Now, it says if you're caught outside, do not look at the flash or fireball. It can blind you. Take cover behind anything that might offer protection. Lie flat on the floor and cover your head in the explosion in some distance. It could be 30 seconds or more for the blast wave to hit.
Okay, that's cheerful. And does it tell you about the part where you kind of bend over and stretch and reach up and kiss your butt goodbye? Doesn't it have that part?
No, it doesn't. But okay. it's a full emergency plan kit information sheet.
From?
And you can find it on Pacific Daily News. In fact, we should try to post this on our site.
Yeah, but they're getting it from someplace. It must be like from FEMA.
It's Guam's. Joint Information Center fact sheet.
This is the Guamanians have issued this to the people because North Korea said we can reach Guam.
Right.
Okay. We don't know that. So, but it's still, it's.
Gently blow your nose and wipe your eyelids and eyelashes with clean wet cloth. take your radiation clothing off. I mean, it's just, wow, this is...
You know, that must be a shocker when you're
wow.
in Guam. You're in Guam because they can reach Guam. And this guy is threatening to do it. This I don't think people realize how serious this is. And it's funny how they continue to attack and attack and attack Trump. And it's Trump's not making these statements. North Korea is. It would be really cool to see the Senate and the House get together as one and put a joint resolution saying, you know what, North Korea, you launch a nuclear device, we are going to destroy you. I mean, that's all it has to be, like a two-liner. If you launch a nuclear device at us, any of our territories, or any of our allies, we will destroy you. And we can do it with one nuclear sub off the coast there. So, I mean, that is, we need to do that. We need to come together as a country, at least on this. And then they can go back to, you know, beating each other up. Okay. Grand jury, critical of code enforcement at the city. Now, this is the second time the grand jury has come out and said, hey, look, Stillwater's, you know, bad, or the handling of Stillwater is not correct, and here's the reasons why. And now there's, the grand jury is critical of code enforcement. And again, the city has come out and said, no, you're just wrong. Oh, no, you're wrong. No, we're not going to do that. You're just wrong. So here's my question is, the grand jury is put together by people I think are pretty bright. I mean, I've known people on the grand jury, as you have. I mean, these are smart people. These are smart people that are active in the community. These aren't a bunch of people that sit back in the afternoon and smoke dope.
No,
all right?
Or, a lot of them are business
drink,
leaders.
Or drink, you know, margaritas until they fall over. These are people that are bright, and they do the research and all this. So they call people in from the city. They call the city employees in. They question, they look, they get, you know, they call in other witnesses, and they come out with these recommendations. Well, for Stillwater, oh, you're just wrong, you're just wrong, you're just wrong. And for the code enforcement, oh, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. So here's my question. Who's lying? Who's making this stuff up? Is the grand jury just, how could they be that wrong? And the city is saying, no, you're wrong on all of this. Maybe one thing. We'll look at this one thing. And they say, well, yeah, you know what? We don't have a priority. But this is how they answer it. You know, because one of the things they said, you should have a priority, written priorities of who the code enforcement is going to go see. Oh, no, we don't have priorities, but we know which ones to go see. Well, then you're wrong. See, city, you're wrong then because you don't have a list of priorities in writing. It's how you feel, or the guy who's on the job feels that day. It's not in writing. But they said they disagreed with that one, too. They disagreed with everything, except maybe one finding out of 10. Why do we have a grand jury? And why doesn't the grand jury have teeth?
Why don't they?
Why don't they? Why isn't the grand jury base, okay, fine, you've got to come over, you've got to show us. Well, Brent Weaver's writing these letters saying you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. So how could they be that wrong? I mean, does anybody question this? How could they be that wrong that the city says, oh, there's nothing here. Move along, there's nothing here. Are they, is the city right? The grand jury is hopelessly inept. Is that what it is? Maybe we should have a grand jury on here. Say, hey, how do you find these things, and how can the city say you're wrong? Maybe we should have the foreman of the grand jury on.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. Let's have the foreman of the grand jury on and ask him or her, whoever it is. I don't even know who it is. How can you be so wrong? And why are you wasting the city's time? Or why is the city saying you're wrong? If you know, if you're saying these things and you're convinced that it's, you know, that these things need to be done. See, here's another thing, you know, okay, now we've got them paying attention about the, about crime. But here's these other things, Stillwater. And I think they're going to vote to have the same guys sell Stillwater that did it the year before. That's going to be next Tuesday.
Sell? What do you mean?
Well, the ones that are marketing Stillwater.
Okay.
Well...
are going to market.
They're going to get it extended another year.
Okay.
Okay. We got to start seeing some movement there. Or as Donnie Chamberlain says, let that be our homeless area out there.
Well, what's wrong with, okay. Well, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have a very, very interesting guest. Do you believe in the power of, Eastern medicine? Have you heard of acupuncture, acupressure? We had a girlfriend that we know very well that came in to say hello the other day and talked about life-changing, work that had been, that she'd been working with a specific person in our next, we're looking forward to introducing her to you and hearing about the practice of acupuncture. So many other things about the healing art form, and the medicinal, possibilities of what can happen to you with acupuncture. Look, I can't wait.
Okay, we're going to be on right after the news. We'll be right back.
Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The war of words between President Trump and North Korea continues. An update from correspondent Matt Small.
President Trump has a message for North Korea, and he sent it on Twitter. He warns military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. Hopefully, Kim Jong-un will find another path. The tweet contributes to a mixed message following remarks by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who says the Trump administration is working with its allies on a diplomatic solution to escalating tensions with North Korea. Matt Small, Washington.
More senators are defending Majority Leader Mitch McConnell after President Trump's verbal attack, saying McConnell has failed to pass the Republican agenda.
On Twitter, Nevada's Dean Heller said he looks forward to McConnell's leadership in passing tax reform. Arizona's Jeff Flake wrote, McConnell does a tough job well. North Carolina's Tom Tillis credited McConnell for the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa told a local radio station McConnell kept the caucus together in blocking President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. And Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah called McConnell, in his words, the best leader we've had in my time in the Senate.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Louisiana's governor has declared a state of emergency in New Orleans as the city's malfunctioning water pumping system and the threat of more rain left some neighborhoods at greater risk of flooding. New Orleans resident Tammy Butler angry at city officials for what they allowed to happen.
This is man-made, just like Katrina, and we do not have money to keep on relocating.
The city scrambled to repair fire damage equipment at a power plant and shore up its drainage system. Less than a week after a flash flood from torrential rain overwhelmed the city's pumping system, therefore inundating a number of neighborhoods. On Wall Street, in early trading, the Dow is up 47 points, the NASDAQ up 32. More on these stories from townhall.com.
There are lots of reasons why you should get life insurance. Here are two big reasons you should get it now.
Hi, Mommy. Hey, Dad.
Your family depends on you. Talk to SelectQuote. It's easier and more affordable than you think to get the life insurance your family needs. SelectQuote got Richard, 40, who takes meds to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. And got Vanessa, 37, a $750,000 10-year policy for under $21 a month. Call SelectQuote or go to SelectQuote.com today. Get up to 10 free quotes in minutes from some of the best life insurance companies out there, like Banner Life, Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, and many others. So, why haven't you called SelectQuote? Get your free quotes now. Call 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The president's administration is now endorsing an Obama-era effort to enlist startup companies to develop solutions for some of the military's toughest technology questions.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis says he expects the Defense Innovation Unit Experimental will not only survive but grow in its influence and its impact under the Republican administration. Mattis made the comments while visiting the program's outpost in Mountain View, California, the hometown of Google. The visit was Mattis's first to the initiative known as DIUX, which also has offices in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Austin, Texas, and the Pentagon.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Sales at established JCPenney stores faded again during its most recent quarter, capping a gloomy week for U.S. retailers. Penny stock plummeted 15% to below $4 a share in pre-market trading. If that trend holds throughout the day, it would be the first time for the 115-year-old retailer. More of these stories at townhall.com. A black market for diesel and gasoline is rapidly spread around the country.
Organized crime gangs are using fraudulent credit cards to siphon millions of dollars in fuel from gas stations into large tanks hidden inside pickup trucks and vans. Criminals can make $1,000 or more a day reselling the stolen fuel at construction sites and unscrupulous gas stations. Owen DeWitt of the Texas-based company No Control says the crime is worst along Interstate 10 from Jacksonville, Florida to the Los Angeles area. California and Florida are the two worst, he says. Texas is number three. Keith Peters reporting.
Consumer prices posted a slight gain as higher costs for medical care and clothing offset declines for hotel stays and consumer cell phone plans in July. The Labor Department says its consumer price index edged up by 0.1% last month after seeing no gain in the month of June. More details on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 11th of August, 2017. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, and Linda.
And it's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be about 102, mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 71. Saturday calls for our temperatures with another 102 day of our highs. Saturday night calls for 69. Sunday high with 98. We love that. We're under the triple digit. Yay. But as we get towards the rest of the week, we go up to about 103 on Wednesday. So let's look forward to like more temperate temperatures. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now let's go to the phones with our favorite Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The major averages are in the green this morning, snapping a four-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 48 points at 21,893. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 2,447. And the NASDAQ Composite is advancing 30 points at 6,247. Active stocks this morning, JCPenney down 72 cents, trading at $3.98. Bank of America off 22 cents at $23.91 per share. Chesapeake Energy up a penny at $4.14. Turning to local stocks of interest, FedEx up $2.43 at $205.98, PepsiCo positive 84 cents, trading at $117.22, and Costco up 58 cents at $157.24. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.20%. And for commodities, gold is down $2 an ounce at $12.86, silver down 13 cents at $17 per ounce, and crude oil off 24 cents, trading at $48 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful weekend.
I'll be seeing you next week.
You betcha.
Okay, Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment Officers over at Wells Fargo. Her phone number is 243-7561. Susan has been in this business for over 18 years and knows what she's talking about. They're located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Again, her number is 243-7561. Okay.
We're really excited about this next guest that we have on. We'd like to introduce you to a woman who is just in the leading field of her work. Her name is Anne Levings, who her practice is called Wellness Acupuncture and Facial Rejuvenation. That's the clinic. But what would you be called?
Me?
Yes.
Personally, a lot of people call me doctor, but truthfully, I'm only a doctoral candidate, so I just like people to call me Ann.
Ann?
Hi, Ann.
I love that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Angela Weston, who is a good friend who actually brought you to our attention, and Angela has some great testimony we'll get into later about how acupressure or acupuncture It's you're doing acupuncture with needles, the Eastern medicine.
Correct.
Can you tell us about the philosophy of acupuncture?
Well, acupuncture is very old. We think it's at least 4,000 years old. And it's based on a system called the meridians, where we find in the body that there are different active points, that if we stimulate those points with different metals of acupuncture, because we have several metals that we use, that these will somehow restore or heal or cure problems within the body. Western medicine is a little frustrated with us because we don't do a lot of research, because Chinese medicine doesn't really care how it works. They only care that it works. And given a 4,000-year history, we're pretty confident that it works.
Well, you know, you hear not a lot, but once you start getting into the healing world of people who are looking for alternative therapies, and we're going to be talking about the opioid crisis,
yeah,
and what you've discovered with also PTSD training, which also I think opiates is a problem with anybody who's going through trauma.
Exactly.
In the Western, it's let's put you on an antidepressant, let's put you on a pain or Oxycontin or that kind of thing. You've recently been in some studies, gone through some studies with PTSD and chronic pain.
Actually, it's my own research I'm doing for my doctorate program, so it was on PTSD and women. And we chose women because, you know, the veterans do a lot of research in this area, and it's mostly on men. But women are 2 to 1 likely to suffer PTSD to men. And if you're in the military, it's almost 17% of the women there. So I chose to do women, and here we did a comparative study, literally between a Western modality known as EMDR, or eye movement desensitization or repatterning, and I did an acupuncture, literally using the ears of these people, putting needles into a microsystem that's known as ear acupuncture. And I'm blown away by the, we don't have the final results. I haven't run them through the statistics mill yet, but the raw data is just amazing. I'm just so pleased with the outcome. So that'll be developing. Everybody will be hearing more about it. I'll be publishing, and hopefully we'll be getting it out to the Western community as another tool.
Okay. We're going to, we're here with Ann Livings, and we're talking acupuncture, but just the, I guess, the far eastern way of health. You're doing acupuncture, but you also have other things that you're going to talk about today.
Absolutely,
too.
Yes.
I want to take a quick break, but let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. Jim, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, what'd you have, Jim?
Hey, what I want to say is the whoever it was that made the stupid decision to the city council or the Reading Police Department, whoever it was, to say you steal up to $999 worth of stuff before you get a ticket, before you get in any trouble, is the ones that causing all these thieves to go into businesses and steal stuff.
Yeah, I think that was an announcement that said it had to be up to a certain. No, I think that came under the under one of those propositions, like 47 or 52 or whatever that was, that said, "Oh no, we've decriminalized all this stuff." It's
decriminalized.
It was from. I think that was from something that the voters of California said, which I found was an incredibly stupid thing, but I didn't vote for it. So
yeah,
I can say that.
Yeah, that was one of the things that caused a lot of this problems that they have right now. Walking into stores and stealing all this stuff because they know they can't get in trouble for it.
Yeah, it's time for a punishment. And now,
right.
Now we're going to push the border supervisors to figure out how they can do this.
Make a $30 deal, and you go over that, you're and put them in the back of a police car and ride them around town for an hour or two in the heat with no air conditioning.
Yeah, let's just park the car.
Yeah, okay. Park the car, yeah.
Right. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot.
If you're still alive when we come out, then we'll let you go.
a little tough on crime there, but okay, Jim, I got what you're saying.
Thank
there.
You.
We're going back to the Ruggles brothers. thanks a lot, Jim.
You brought the Ruggles brothers up, by the way.
I know I did. I was, and I'm right, too. That was Mike Duffy wrote that, and I thought it was an interesting concept. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot.
Hey. We come back from our break. We are going to be talking about, can acupuncture really help? We're very excited about our guest, and so we dedicate the next part of our show to Ann Livings. This portion of the show is brought to Alliance Heating and Air, servicing the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes. Of course, right now it's a good time to get your filters cleaned. Always call Alliance Heating and Air. They're our choice. You can go to homecomfort.org. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
The MASH Bash is coming Saturday, August 12th. Hi, Rob Burrows inviting you to the VFW Hall in Anderson for MASH Bash 2017. Dress up as your favorite MASH character for a fun evening with barbecue dinner from the Shasta Association of Grillers and Smokers. Live music from Wildcard and Chris McCandless. Auction, drawings, costume contest, and a great night of fun supporting the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. For tickets, call 378-2280. And thanks for your support.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Welcome back. Oh, you are so good, Sarah.
Our guest today is Ann Levings, who is a her expertise is acupuncture, and we're talking about the East Coast philosophy and the opiate problem, and how through acupuncture we can go back to healing. We're going to have to do a couple things to our sponsors before we go into
hopefully not to them, but for them. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is the place in town if you need your windshield repaired because it's got a chip in it or a large crack. From a chip smaller than a dime to a crack over 2.5 feet in length, it's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has been doing this. It's for over 20 years. He's a veteran, and it's not something that is easily done, and he uses special materials to make sure that he can fix these. And once he fixes it, he guarantees it for life. I mean, he guarantees it for life. So give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, we're here, you know, on Fridays, we try to have an uplifting show on Fridays because a lot of times during the week, you know, we hammer away at different things. And this is one of the reasons. Angela came in one day, and she said, I want to talk to you about somebody. And after we talked to Angela, I called Ann and said,
He called Ann
and said, you know, you need to come on here. After I talked to him, said you need to come on and talk about this and about the acupuncture, but also just the Chinese way of health that you espouse and that you teach and your other teachers that work for you do.
And we've seen such a change in Angela. We saw, whoa.
And we're going to talk to Angela a little bit, but let's just kind of get down to the basics of what we're talking about. When you talk about acupuncture, you hear the word qi.
You hear the word qi, which has no direct English translation, but basically you can talk about that thing that moves our bodies and keeps us alive. A lot of people have called it different things like vital energy and
life force,
and it's all of that, and it's a lot more. But when we're talking about qi, you know, it has to be in motion, and that's called life. If it stops motion, that's called death. Okay. And, you know, a Chinese medicine doctor, because there's more to Chinese medicine than just acupuncture, we are looking at what is that qi doing? Where is it going? How is it acting? But we're looking at not just the surface stuff, like, oh, you got a wound, or you've got a little stress, or you got a little, we're looking at the root of where this qi comes from within your body, even all the way back to how you were birthed and your mother and your constitution is what we call that. You know, how does that all fit? Then we take our different modalities, acupuncture being the one that most people know about, and we direct this qi, we open it up, we get it unblocked, we tonify it or make it more. Maybe you're just like really tired all the time because you haven't got enough qi. Unfortunately, our American lifestyle can leave us quite depleted of qi. And then, you know, what does qi become? It becomes you, but it becomes your blood. It becomes your body fluids. It becomes all this stuff. But is it working? Is it working for you in your life? Are you healthy? Can I look at your face and go, wow, okay, this person's got shine. This person's got color. Or do I look at you and go, woo, come here. You need some help. You know, you need some real serious help. You know, and a lot of people don't stop and just look at themselves in the mirror and really see what's going on in there. In Chinese medicine, we actually do. So when we see these complications of your lack, whether it's qi being transformed to something else or just qi in general, and I know that that word is really weird, and I just want to say it's spelled Q-I, not C-H-I. It's Q-I. When that is not working, there's the root of your complications in life, your ill health, even your diseases, heart disease, kidney failure, liver failure, you know, stomach ulcers, all this thing called leaky gut that nobody really knows what it is because it's a bad name, but we'll get a better name in Western medicine because my RN side of me is always like at work too. So, you know, these are all root causes of just not taking care of this system we call qi.
Acupuncture, then, is a way of, because from what I understand, there's meridians in your body that the qi travels through, and it goes into different parts of your body. So what acupuncture does is?
Well, it moves within those meridians. It either tones it down, because sometimes it's just moving too fast. I'm sure you've seen somebody who's like red in the face and hot, and they're screaming and they're yelling and things like that, so we have to tone down that qi a little bit. But then there's other people that are walking around like half zombies. But the meridian system is one of our major theories that we use for acupuncture. And in this case, you can think of it like a log jam got on a river, right? And it stops it, it backs it up, and pretty soon it's flooding the areas behind it, and it's doing all kinds of damage, and maybe it'll come around and sort of restore to the river. But that immediate area is in a lot of trouble. The immediate area behind it's in a lot of trouble. And then, of course, the area in front of it is now depleted of what should be there. We can take a needle, and not necessarily at that direct area, because this is, you know, we can pull it with using your hands, for instance, as when your feet are a problem. We can pull it, and we're opening up that log jam. It's not like dynamite. It's like somebody going in there and literally picking the logs off and, you know, clearing it out. So we restore the river to its banks. And wherever that river is going, then is going to be restored. All that horrible overflow that was behind it is going to be restored. And this is restoration of health. This is not just, oh, I got rid of your symptom. This is restoration of health. And this ultimately is what we're after. We can get rid of your immediate pain. We can, you know, take care of your stomach ulcers. We can reduce your stress. We can do all those things. But what has that done to your health? You know, what's the root of all of this? Mm-hmm. And is the root, my goodness, you know, the way that we eat as Americans? This is a big root cause because
we were discussing that last night. We were all eating at a nice restaurant here in town. Cleary's, ding, 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 ding. yeah, Robbie. That's okay. That's because Robbie came over and kissed me. Next to Linda. She kissed Linda, too.
I got a kiss, too.
Yeah, I know. You got the first kiss. But we were talking about, and the guys were that are there are just really health.
Into
health and healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there are, and they talked about, you know, so, I mean, we were there and we talked about what we eat during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've changed my diet here in the last week because I want to get back in the way that I ate before and the way I was, you know, the way
feeling
that,
optimal.
The way, you know, I want to feel optimal. But I'm listening to what they're doing. And, you know, sugar now is out of their diets. Not totally, because you can't avoid sugar totally. But things like too many carbohydrates and too many of this and too much booze and too much, you know, all these things are no longer part of what they eat. And so that's why, you know, when you talk about an overall health plan, the food you eat doesn't mean you have to starve yourself. In fact, you eat more.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you may even eat more calories, but it's the right kind of calories,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, that work for the right way in your body. So I see, you know, I think that too many times and we're into this now with, you know, as you see the opiate,
mm-hmm,
epidemic we're, mm-hmm, in, which has been going on for years and it's just been hidden. And you see the amount of obesity,
mm-hmm,
and the amount of people that are, you know, being treated for factors that they could prevent or fix. It's, you know, that was one of the reasons. It's not the main reason after we talked to Angela. I wanted to have somebody on to, like yourself, that can talk about there's another all-encompassing way to take care of yourself. Now, does this mean that if you break your arm, you should run down to Ann and have her, she'll put a needle in there?
Yeah.
Well, she will.
You could help.
After you put the cast on.
After you have the cast on, but not right then.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, you can't get ridiculous about it. But I think people need to have the advantage of being able to look at all different methods, have exercise in their life, but also have maybe a way of releasing. You know, I have never done it, but I am more than willing.
Good.
Isn't that great?
To try it.
Yeah.
Because, I, you know what?
That's where you are in your life right now.
I am with my life.
You
I'm willing to try
open.
Different things.
You know, we all turn a certain age and we're like, okay, I want to feel better. There's something I need to know about that I don't know about. So I think it's perfect timing. Angela walks in. I really believe in angels walking in. We're going to hear Angela's testimony. But let's, before we're going to do that the next half hour, we'll talk about Angela and more with like the tongue thing, which I'm totally into. Brushing your tongue. How can people not brush their tongue? Teach your children at a young age to brush their tongue. But you can read people's health by their tongue. You've got this on the front of your card. What does your tongue say? Oh, my God. I love it.
While I'm taking an early break, let's come back to the acupuncture part because we haven't gotten to that because I started pontificating.
And the fact that you're an RN as well. Yeah.
So we're here with Ann Levins.
Levings.
Levins and Angela. And she. We're going to be back and talking about the Far Eastern or the Chinese method of healthcare. And how it can be done. A lot of it can be done by yourself, but also in the classes and the different studies that Ann has going on right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, the only, sports club, real sports club there is.
Saltwater pool.
Boheme Spa. Their facilities are just immaculate. Their trainers are first rate. This is where we go to. This is another way that we are taking another step, is pushing out into the not only diet but also exercise, but then the other things that go with this. And we recommend it to everybody as Wellgate Sports Club. Corner of Eureka and Court Street, right there. Go on down and see Rich Novelli. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 11th of August. It's 75 degrees, going up to 102 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, better known business where I get my hair cut. And as far as I'm concerned, they're the best barbershop in the world. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Now, I want to make a couple of quick announcements that tomorrow, Saturday night, is the MASH Bash down at the Anderson VFW. There's still tickets available, I'm sure. And this is a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's going to be August the 12th, tomorrow. It's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall. It's going to start at 5 p.m. and it goes to 10 p.m. It's going to have dancing and all those kind of things, but big raffle items, a super dinner, and I'm going to be one of the servers at the dinner, as is, you know, people like Baron Browning and other people, and if they're, especially if they're running for office, we'll be down there at the 2017 MASH Bash. Join us down there. We had tickets, but we gave them away already. And there's another event I want to talk about, but not right now, just a little bit later. We are here with Ann Lovings and talking about the Wellness Acupuncture and Facial Rejuvenation Clinic, plus a number of other things. We're talking about wellness through the Chinese or Asian method of taking care of your body in so many different ways. We talked about qi, and now we want to talk about acupuncture itself. Remember seeing the movie where there was these 13 spots you could put the needles into. And if you put it in the wrong spot on the 13th one, you died.
I'm pretty sure that that was just a movie.
Yes, yes.
Yes, okay. It was in a golden statue.
Well, you were mentioning earlier and in the last section that there's different metals.
Yes.
Now, that's fascinating to me.
Yes. We use copper, stainless steel, gold, and silver metals.
Okay.
And they're used for different purposes.
And these needles are not like people think of needles. These are very thin, flexible.
Yeah. You know, you usually think of a hypodermic, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate needles, right? But, you know, if you take one of those needles that we use for insulin, these are very, very tiny. They get tinier every year. But they're hollow. And I can take 25 of my needles and put them inside of that needle.
Wow.
Okay, so
that tells you
something about how really narrow and but they also have to be flexible too. Is that or
well, we would
flexible?
Like the needle to not be too flexible,
right.
But you know, we don't want it to break either. So
yeah.
A flexible needle will you know, move. But we also our needles are solid. They don't
right.
have anything that goes through them, so
right.
we're not giving you something. We're using your body.
Okay, so now what do the needles do exactly?
We are not entirely sure, but we do know a few things. Number one is we know that they set off a small electrical impulse. Depending on the different metals, you'll get a different type of impulse. So we think that that has a lot to do with how they control pain, for instance. When that electricity sets off, we also know that there's a local chemical reaction right there. You know, it's not the reaction in your brain with the opioids, but it's a chemical reaction that sends information to your brain. So we know that these things are going on. I know if I add electricity to it, I'm going to enhance this process. I know if I use gold metals, I'm going to get a different process than if I use a copper metal, which, you know, those metals can't have electricity. Stainless steel can. I know that if I put a larger needle in, I'm going to get a bigger response. Now, what happens after that? We have been able to measure this in Western medicine, and being an RN, I love research. We notice that they do set off the nervous system. And that this setting off will bring the immune system available if you have something broken, for instance, that broken arm that you
yeah,
mentioned.
Sure.
You know, so we know that the immune system will make a response. We know that the local chemicals that tone down pain will make a response. But the odd thing is, and we're not real clear on how this works, I could put that needle in your hand and get a response in your foot. That one, we're not real clear on how it works, but what we know as Chinese medicine doctors is that it works just fine. I can also use your ears to treat your entire body. I can use your foot, which has been called reflexology, and that's actually an acupressure process that
right.
comes out of Chinese medicine, and I can treat your entire body. I can use your back to treat your front. I mean, these all go on. That one we don't understand in a biochemical, biomedical way. We have theories in Chinese medicine that, you know, they sound really funny to the American because we're talking using Chinese theories and makes it all different. But so when I place a needle, what I know is that your body responds. And that response opens up your meridians, that what we call meridians, mm-hmm. flows to the area that I wish to change, and the change occurs. That is a kind of nebulous, weird little way to talk about it, but that is what we know about it.
I see things, too, is when you put like a smoking
moxa
on top of the needles, and I guess that takes heat down.
It's called moxa. Moxa is mugwort, and uh-huh. we've been using it for thousands of years. When we light it on fire, there's heat,
right?
But it's a very special kind of heat that only moxa does.
Oh.
It can travel down the needle. I can also put it over your body and not have a needle involved. When you have moxa, we say it absorbs into the meridians and flows. Literally, if I put moxa on your left leg, eventually you're going to feel it in your right leg. You're going to feel that heat, but it's a filling heat. You've had moxa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a filling heat, and somehow it's a very healing process for those things that just don't have enough heat to them.
Well, just give me one last question here because it has to do with this, and then I'll turn the whole thing over to you. Acupuncture, the needles are in you.
Yes.
And you're getting relief.
Yes.
And so it can be even, as soon as you do it. Is that correct? Does it stop when you pull the needles out?
No. This is the beauty. It's the same way as if I took the log out of the river, right? I mean, just because I walk away, the log doesn't come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the flow. It's opening the flow.
I think that's important for people to know, because some people may believe, and again, I have not had acupuncture, but trust me, I'm going to, and probably as soon as next week.
That's great. See, I love how you open. See, this is what really excites me about Carl. I mean, he keeps me – I've been married to the man for 10 years, and because he's constantly – He's open to change. He's open to try new things. I think when you stop trying, that's when you stop. They start dying.
Yes.
Stop trying, start dying. Okay, now this is something I want to put in here really fast. The World Health Organization has determined that acupuncture is effective, which is like, okay, that's like somebody giving their nod, saying these are a couple things I'm going to read off. Side effects for chemotherapy.
Rhinitis.
Is this the ear tinnitus as well?
Nose,
but does it help tinnitus?
Yes, we do help tinnitus.
I love that. Stomach ulcer pain, headaches and migraines, hypertension, obesity, narcotic dependence, prostatitis. Thank you. I didn't read that right. Okay, so what is that?
That's the swelling of the prostate for men, usually from an infection, but not always. So then they have urinary problems.
You know, believe it or not, that was addressed last night when we were talking, because certain drugs or things can cause that.
Oh, yeah.
And for a man, it's extremely painful.
Well, it's only for men.
This is what they're talking about. Urine problems.
I'm going to go. I'll leave the room now.
No, seriously. Lower back pain, dental pain, kidney pain, arthritis, stroke, tennis elbow, Bell's palsy, fibromyalgia. I mean, we know people walking around that are experiencing all these things right now.
Right. Exactly.
That are looking for comfort, and they're not going to – you may have a pill that's going to take it away or help it for like 30 minutes.
Right.
But really not a go to the root, like you're saying.
Well, let's move on to that next time thing. We've talked about acupuncture, which is which is one of the primary ways of doing it. But you've got other things too you talked about.
Absolutely. We have food, which you were talking about a little while later.
Change
now,
your diet.
In my office, food first is actually the motto. Because the American diet tends to be based on fads. You know, this week we eat high carbs, next week we have high fats, you know, and so we're always shifting and changing. In Chinese medicine, we're talking about food systems that were the origin of Chinese medicine. How do you feed your kids? How do you eat? How do you do this, that, and the other thing? So depending on what the root is again, you know, I have all of these diets that I hand out and go over and teach. This is the basis of Lausher Tales, as a matter of fact, that I do once a month. We talk about these foods. How do they work? What do they work? Who should take them? Who should not take them? Because one of the problems I see in American medicine is that everybody should do the same thing. Well, no. I mean,
Bodies are different.
Yeah, you're different, Linda, than Carl. I mean, you're going to need different things. I can see that on your face. I mean, this is...
Oh, here we go into the people that are reading us again.
It's all right. It's okay. I love experts. Go on.
So we have to go there. We, of course, have our herbal formulas, which, you know, I do want to make a caution. Our herbal formulas used for the wrong reasons are not safe. These are our medicines that are made out of botanicals mostly. Some of them have animals and minerals in them. But you can't just take them because some advertisement says, oh, you'll feel more energy. If that's the wrong reason for your lack of energy, they will harm you. So you should go to an expert.
That's like a lot of people are taking supplements that do not help them, and if anything, can harm them. And you see that, you know, and it comes up maybe in a blood test, and you go, whoa. Mm-hmm. What are you taking here?
Exactly. Well, you know, the Iowa Women's Study that finished in 2013 with 25,000 women showed that women that are indiscriminately taking these supplements without, even with doctor's advice, are dying 5 to 7 years earlier than those who are taking no supplements.
And one of them is vitamin D. I'm not sure, but I heard two of our people on our show, Dr. Mark and Nurse Nancy, arguing about vitamin D.
How much? Which is good. It's individual.
Well, again, the women's studies have shown it doesn't actually do much of anything if you're taking an artificial vitamin D. There's two natural sources. One of them is fish oil. It starts with vitamin D2, but what happened to vitamin D1? Sunshine. And it's stored. So in Reading, there's no reason why you should have a vitamin D deficiency. Just go outside and get that natural thing we call sunshine.
I think that was the argument.
You know, just go outside. And I encourage all my people to go outside and get that too. But, you know, we have these herbal formulas. They're made out of different herbs that are very ancient and have been put together. Our modern formulas are actually over 600 years old. That's our modern formulas. Well, so,
okay. This is so fascinating. And, but we're going to have to take a break here.
And I do want to talk about the tongue. And then we want to hear Angela's testimony.
Why don't we do this? Let's hear Angela's testimony first, then tongue.
Okay.
Because that gives us the time sin.
Right.
Here's somebody that has been helped. Somebody that we know. And somebody that we know has gone through some tough stuff here. And we need to talk about that. So, okay, we're going to take a break here. It's about 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Here on Friday, the 11th, it's 75 degrees, going up to 102 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Is the perfect time to hit the road with your brand new Coleman travel trailer. Play our happy camper swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Coleman travel trailer. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a brand new travel trailer from Camping World of Reading. This pull trailer is loaded to the brim with fun amenities, microwave, plenty of sleeping room, and much more. And you won't need extended mirrors to see while you're towing, or a big heavy hitch to tow it with. Drawings every Thursday at 8 p.m. Final drawing Thursday, August 31st, where you could win a Coleman travel trailer. Plus an assortment of camping accessories. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Camping and winning are both better at the river.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us. Just a small
town girl. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 75 degrees, and here we are, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful Friday. We've been talking acupuncture and the East Eastern medicine, and it's wonderful to hear that Carl's actually, you know, open to try to do something that has been, we've actually seen movement and miracles in people with this. We're talking to Ann Lovings here, who is has a practice here in town that's called, it's a wellness acupuncture and facial rejuvenation clinic. We haven't even gotten to the facial rejuvenation. Right now we want to talk with Angela Weston, who's been a longtime friend. We met Angela, who used to have the Weston House up in outside of Shingletown.
What and a great place that was.
Really wonderful. And we knew you back during the Anselmo days. Right. So we've known you 3 years. Haven't seen you in a couple.
I want to live there.
And then you walk into our station, to the back offices, a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow, because we knew that you were going through some crises of times.
Right.
And had accidents and car accidents. It was, you know.
Post-traumatic stress.
So led you? Give us some testimonial of what happened, how you got into Ann's office, and how you've had these major shifts in your life.
Well, the journey started when I was about 20, and realizing that nothing was working. I was, I was having psychological problems, and so I started seeing a psychiatrist, I think, back then. And that was the beginning of my journey. You know, I knew I wasn't born this way, but it was like, what happened to me? And I couldn't get any answers. And I went to all the different practitioners and holistic, and it didn't matter what approach I took. I kept coming up with nothing. And I felt like I kept sliding through the cracks. And basically, my core issue was PTSD, something that I'd lived with my whole life as an infant and on. And so,
and not realizing it, as many veterans from Vietnam thought they were just being asses. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just a mean person, mm-hmm. and it wasn't. It was post-traumatic stress, and it wasn't until the last 15 years, I'd say, or maybe around 15 to 20 years, that people finally identified what this was.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we had talked about this when I had my place.
That's right.
Is opening up possibly a veterans or a clinic, a place for for PTSD. And yet, you know, I still wasn't there. You know, what I didn't realize is I had to be healed first. I wanted to heal the world, but I had to go through the process myself. And so I had sold my business. I had taken some time off, and I thought, oh, life's going to be great. Well, life was getting worse and worse and worse. I was now off my hamster wheel. I had become a workaholic. That was my coping, you know, to run from this PTSD. And so once that was taken, there I was. And everywhere I went, there I was. And so I was juicing. I was eating organic. I was doing the vegetarian thing. And I'm gaining 25 pounds in 4 months. And I can't think. I'm staring at walls. And I'm going, wait a minute. I know this stuff. This should make me healthy, right? So I was giving up. I didn't have any more fight.
You spent lots and lots of money.
Probably $200,000.
Looking for that
right.
cure.
Yes. I had been to seminars, and I jump on a plane and fly to a clinic in New York. And, I mean, I just, whatever. I was looking for the answers and not getting anywhere. And then in October, a friend took me to the...
Of 2015.
2015, right. And took me to Ann's office for the Lausche Tales, this dinner and going through and explaining the foods and whatnot. And I had heard that she knew about PTSD, but my concern was this weight. It was like, you know, I can't think. I can't, you know, what's going on? So I decided to go in and see her. And I had about 2 pages of health history, which goes along with PTSD. And she looked at all of that, and she said, we're going to work on that one right there. And that was the PTSD. That was the core. And so it's been, well, in October it'll be 2 years.
And if we can just say is just how, what a change in you, because you know, we knew you. We've known you. And I mean, it wasn't like, oh, look at her. She's really screwed up. No, it wasn't like that at all.
But you were, you know, there was, you were unhappy, and you could tell that sometimes. And
you were bouncing off the walls.
Oh, and it, you know, I just kind of looked like that wild California girl, a little crazy, a little this, a little that. Well, no, I mean, I was a mess.
Underline.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so Anne, when she walked in, and you looked at her, and after you looked at her medical record?
No, first I looked at her. Chinese medicine looks at you. Your medical record is secondary to what I'm looking at for you. And when Angela walked in, you know, we had a ghost of a person who wasn't quite occupying her body anymore. She was just sitting there. And when she was telling me her story, because I ask you your story, tell me what's going on with you, she would report, but she was not connected to this whole thing. And her story's horrific. And I'm thinking, wow, got to put her back in her body to start with. Mm-hmm. So, and then I review this, you know, long, long history, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is PTSD. People have 5 times the medical expense every single year that the normal American has. 5 times. So, you know, you look at bowel problems, heart problems, hypertension, you know, inability to concentrate, blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on, and I go, oh, this is PTSD. This is an extreme form.
Now, I don't mean to rush you, but you're going to be back on. But we got like 3 minutes left.
Okay.
So I know that that's a quick time. Mm-hmm. So, but what you did then is after you did this, and then you started with.
Right. So I was seeing her four times a week.
Okay.
And it was quite a challenge. I mean, because she was rewiring my brain and every part of
me. And you were using everything. Were you?
I always start with acupuncture.
Right.
Because sometimes these things are very quickly relieved. And it only takes acupuncture. And I always give them food, you know, the diet. I don't want them to take something that's going to harm them, to eat something that's going to harm them. But, in some cases, then there's the herbal formulas. There's the Qigong, which is a movement therapy that she had to do for herself, but I taught it to her.
And that will be a future subject. Right. It's not the last time Anne's going to be on. So, okay.
And then, you know, as she changes, as she shifts, because I know Linda's really interested in the tongue, so I'm paying attention to the tongue, this thing changes. I look at it as a diagnostic tool, much like a doctor would look at a lab or an MRI or something of that nature. And according to what I'm seeing, I make subtle shifts in the acupuncture or in the herb. Maybe the herbal formula did what I wanted to do, and now we have to move on to another one. You know, maybe, oh, wow, you know, it's 117 outside. We don't want anything hot in your body because it's going to wrap your mind around that. So let's cool you off with the foods, you know, keep you level. If she was getting a little too high, we had to bring her down. If she was really depressed, we had to bring her up, you know.
When did you notice the difference, Angela?
Probably after about 4 months of treatment.
Did you notice something kind of like right away, though? I mean, that would keep you going for 4 months? Because a lot of people do not have the wherewithal, and you do, because you're you are a hardworking person. To say, you know what, I'm starting to feel something. I mean, when you're saying it's 4 months.
For you.
Right.
But that right there is, it's not an overnight thing for some people.
Well, one of the things we discovered in my research was that when women were getting the research needling, which is a little bit different than what I do with Angela because it's more focused, after 3 or 4 sessions, these women would say, I'm sleeping better. I mean, they were startled. I'm not having the nightmares. They might be having dreams, but not nightmares. They might be able to, like, interact with their boss without ripping his head off or feeling like they're
cowering.
Or cowering, yeah, exactly. So it only takes about 3 or 4 treatments for something to shift. Now, some women are like the very first time, oh, wow, I feel really relaxed.
Well, we got a couple minutes. So, Angela, what happened is after 4 months, I mean, did you start saying, gosh, you know, things have changed here?
Well, because my interest has been trauma and the research and educating and where the field is going and whatnot, where the research is going, I felt changes immediately, and I would tell Anne. I gave her a lot of feedback as to what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it's just my nature I want to get to the truth.
Sure,
I'm a truth seeker. So that's what kept me going. And sometimes it would take me literally 4 hours to get ready to go to my appointment because I was so disconnected. I mean, I just stare at walls. I couldn't put two and two together.
Well, I tell you what, you are totally past that.
Right. Okay, so Ann Levings, Chinese medicine and nursing, feel your best, look your best, located on Bocelli Lane, WAFRC@hotmail.com. What's the quickest and best way to get to you?
Email.
Okay, so that's WAFRC@hotmail.com.
Correct.
And tell us quickly before we leave, what does your tongue say?
Well, you can see the little picture there. So I can see every part of the inside of your body on your tongue.
Amen, okay. Sister. What am I saying?
Right. Ann Levings from the, let me see, I have it again. It's wellness, acupuncture,
so much,
and facial rejuvenation. And Andrew, thanks for opening up and telling people that, hey, this stuff works and it's really helped me.
I want to come back and find out about the facial, how acupuncture helps the
on
face
Monday,
muscles.
On Monday, we have Tommy Keyes, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is going to be with us making a huge announcement. Tommy is, I found this out because I saw things that were being a job went out, and that Tommy's going to be leaving us, not because of anything wrong. Larry Lees has done everything he could possibly do to want to keep Tommy here. We're going to talk about it, but it's family thing, and family is important. And Tommy has said, you know what? I tell people this, and I've got to live it now. So, but Tommy Keyes is going to be here Monday. Plus, we have a variety of other guests that we're going to be with us. And everybody, have a great weekend. Be careful out there. It's going to be hot. Don't leave anything in your car that you want to come back to that, you know, in the same condition. All right?
Thank you, ladies, so much.
Don't forget Mash Bash. Don't forget Mash Bash tomorrow. You can still give them a call down at Northern California Veterans Museum. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Gonna stand my ground.
Think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop.